Hello, everybody out there in Internet Radio Land. This is Blake Ruby, the Reverend Blake Ruby. Welcome to my show, The Church of the Soul's Evolution. I've been gone for a couple of weeks. I went on a cruise on the 27th of April. And then the following Saturday, I didn't make it back in time. Last Saturday, we went to Los Angeles from San Antonio. And we got aboard a cruise ship there in Long Beach with my son, Bryce. And we began a seven-day cruise of the Mexican Riviera, which is all the way down to Puerto Vallarta on the Mexican coast, and then up to Mazatlan, and then to Cabo San Lucas. 7 days on the Carnival Panorama, very beautiful boat, which took about 4,400 passengers, and it was sold out. And to tell you the truth, I was a little bit under the weather when the cruise started. I had anticipated it, so I went and got some medicine, and I was feeling better by the end of the cruise, but it was a little bit tough at the beginning. But my son helped me out and got me going each day, and we did a lot of things together. We went to trivias, several different trivias on during different hours, and I did karaoke. I sung several karaoke songs and did a pretty good job, if I do say so myself, which I usually do because I am an accomplished singer. Frank Sinatra's My Way. And Doug and Don have heard me sing it before, but just imagine, if you will, being up on the stage, in front of about 100, at least 100 people. And, of course, you know, everyone that goes up there and sings a song isn't always someone that's been singing a while. You can tell the difference. It doesn't matter how well you sing it. People usually cheer you on. You know, if you hit some good notes, that's good enough. But I did okay, in my opinion. I'm always striving to better myself. Always practicing here on the patio. I have my repertoire of songs. I practice different songs. Today I practice several. Tomorrow I'll get a solo at church. Like I mentioned, and as you know, I think, I am a reverend for the Universal Life Church, but they don't accept that. They don't accept the universe, including the military, which means that if they ever wanted me to give a sermon at Joint Base San Antonio, Lackland Air Force Base, Freedom Chapel, they probably wouldn't let me because they don't recognize the Universal Life Church, which is too bad. You know, plus, I guess some places say you need to have a theology degree, which I don't have, but I have a desire inside, a passion, if you will, to talk about things relating to the universe, extraterrestrials, life out there. There is life out there. You know that, right? Let me prove it to you. Can I prove it to you? You might have heard me say this before. If all this life on Earth happened by accident, I love this. I've said it many times before. I can't say it enough times. Over a million types of insects. Over 30,000 types of fish in the oceans, seas, rivers, and lakes. Over 10,000 types of birds. I mean, different types, right? Over 10,000 types of reptiles. Over 9,000 types of amphibians. Over 5,000 types of mammals. If all that life happened by accident, then logically, it could happen anywhere in the universe. And don't you know there's a lot of other planets out there discovering each and every day with the Kepler and James Webb Space Telescope. So there shouldn't be any question in anyone's mind that there are other planets out there, including some that are Earth-like. Well, if all the life here on Earth happened by accident, logically, if you pride yourself on your logic like I do, on your intelligence like I do, then logically life could happen by accident on any planet. Life in ways that we know it, life in ways that perhaps we don't know it or couldn't comprehend it. Right? Logically, that you can rationale, depending on how big the ship is, or us having to go and touch the spaceship to see if it's real. Luckily, if there is that life in the universe, then logically there is also sentient life like us. But branching off from that, I know. You can say, I believe. I can say, I know. There is many different species out there. All you got to do is look at YouTube. If you're really interested, you really want to know, you care that there are different species out there, if you don't care, if you're not interested, then, well, maybe you shouldn't be listening to what I say and what other people say. But if you're interested in developing yourself spiritually, developing yourself, if you're interested in developing your soul, evolving your soul, then you will listen to what I say and other people, other shows on BBS Radio. You can learn from anyone who's interested in God and the creator of the universe, and even Jesus, who walked this earth at one time, performed all those miracles. Why wouldn't you be interested in that, knowing how he did it, how he did all those miracles? Wouldn't that be incredible? On the earth, on this planet, to study the life of Jesus, he performed those miracles. People just take it for granted and give behind that. It's not like where you wave a magic wand. And some of you on previous shows might have heard me talk about it, but it's about extraterrestrials who might be listening to my radio show, and they're always welcome to. Of course, there's a lot of species out there that are much more advanced than us, who bogged down in warfare and killing and has been throughout the centuries, but extraterrestrials that have made contact with us in the past, thousands of years ago, you know, and even now today, you know, the ones that have been interacting with the U.S. Navy pilots, those TikTok-shaped flying saucers, all around the world, they're encountering flying saucers, UFOs on a daily basis. But they are so intelligent and advanced, they know that they have a limit to how much they can interact with us because we're not ready for them. We're not ready for worldwide contact, you know, where all the governments of the world recognize that there is life out there, all kinds of different species. There is an intergalactic community. There is the Intergalactic Federation of Sovereign Planets, where the last number I heard was 26,000 extraterrestrials from different planets throughout the universe, all of them indigenous to the planets and the planet's atmosphere, beings with different colored skin, different shaped eyes, different colored hair, different sizes, height, even wide. Some human being-like, small, tall, very similar, much more developed because they've been in existence longer than we have here on Earth. Some from traveling the universe for hundreds of millions of years. The Milky Way hasn't been in existence for some of that time. Possibly new. But you compare it to some of those old ones from back at the beginning of the universe when the Big Bang started to create the physical universe. There's one of them, apparently. I don't know too much about when people say the multiverse, that there are other universes out there, it's possible. And there's also a parallel universe, which is like the fourth dimension thought-based universe, you know, where nothing's solid. It's mainly thought-controlled, if you know what I mean. And these ETs that can travel hundreds of millions of light years or less, or more even, because the universe is approximately 30 billion light years in diameter, do so through the parallel universe, where you can travel by thought. So they have to convert their spaceship and themselves into a not physical kind of structure, if you will, learning how to disassemble and reassemble molecules through matter transformation, etc. Anyway, we can communicate with them. If you ever want to listen to a really interesting man on YouTube, check out Dr. Stephen Greer, G-R-E-E-R. He's the head of the Disclosure Project, trying to get the governments of the world to include, of course, the United States. I'm going to take a drink. To come out of the closet and acknowledge that extraterrestrials are real, that we have made contact with them, that Roswell actually did happen, that they did recover a SPAT crash spacecraft. That's a tongue twister. And that they did recover some alien bodies. Very small creatures, creature-like, you know, human being, humanoid, kind of childlike size, with big heads and spindly arms, big dark eyes from the large Magellanic Cloud Galaxy. We were on a mission around that time to collect some soil and water and air samples from that area there where they had been exploding atomic bombs, you know, just before the end of World War II, because the ETs were very concerned about, hey, you know, it looked like the human found the matches, and hopefully they won't burn the house down, you know, kind of thing. I'm going to take another drink. Well, let me tell you a little bit more about that cruise. I like cruising. I have cruised for more than 200 days. 200 days. Now, you might not think that's a lot of time, but that has been accumulated since 2003 on Carnival Cruise Lines, who, in my opinion, are a very adequate cruise line. They've been around a while, and they're considered the leader in the cruise industry. There are other cruise lines like Royal Caribbean and Celebrity and Viking and others, but I am very well satisfied with Carnival. I like the service. The food is good enough. Me being a vegan, mostly vegan, 99% vegan, I have a little dairy here and there, not much because I'm lactose intolerant, but I've been a vegan since 1999, and I always seem to get enough food on a cruise ship. They have vegetarian entrees at dinner. We always go to dinner. My son joined us for dinner on this last cruise, and we had a good time just talking and getting waited on. It's like a 5-star restaurant. So if you're interested in cruising and you haven't done it before, I would recommend you try it once. My advice is to book it well in advance, like maybe several months in advance, a year in advance. So if you're a little strapped for cash, for money, paying it, you don't have to pay it all at once. You can pay it off over the months, you know, a month at a time, pay a little bit. That way it gives you something to look forward to. And you'll find when you get on board the cruise ship that people are very happy. They're on vacation. They don't have any worries. There's no traffic. They let someone else do the driving. The captain always does a fabulous job of driving the boat around, very careful, you know, because these ships are multi-million, almost billion-dollar ships. And the crew is out to please, you know, to help in any way they can. Of course, it's a money-making business. You have to understand that. Everything is geared towards making money. But you don't have to get off in the ports if you don't want to. You don't have to go to any of the activities. You can do your own thing like I do. I get up, I go to the track, I get my workout in, I do some walking, I do some running. I lift weights in the gym. They have beautiful gyms. And I go get my breakfast. My breakfast is usually a plate of potatoes. Sometimes it's hash browns or just like steak fries, kind of. And then I put baked beans on top of them. I get a bowl of grits, put a little bit of strawberry jam inside, or maybe blueberry jam. And then I'll get some fruit, slices of cantaloupe or honey melon. And then I'll get some tomatoes too, some from the one of the buffets that has like cold cuts and other things. They have slices of tomato, and I chop up all my tomatoes and baked beans and the potatoes and the grits. I'll mix in the strawberry jam, and I'll eat my cantaloupe slices and honey melon slices, and it may be half of a grapefruit, too. Grapefruit is always very good, very tasty. And that's what refried beans and rice, because that I need my protein, so I always make sure I get some protein. And then I go to the little salad bar where they have the different condiments to put on the tacos. Also, I tell them to put guacamole. So they've got kind of like a bottled up form of guacamole they squirt on. And then I'll add some. He's just been out a little while ago. Oh, yeah. But you can see, it feels like he needs to go out again. We got a new dog. We picked him up. Jackie, my wife, found him at the dog park the other day when she was taking one of our other dogs to the vet. And the dog who went to the vet had heartworms, and she was going through the therapy and just finished it, having three different shots. $400 to get rid of the heartworms. Now she's back, and she's been going through a little bit. But she's hanging in there. Hey, go on, Lenny. Good. And so they found this dog, and all of our other dogs have been rescues. We had four a while back, dating back to 2019. Got a big black lab, Shaka, who has since passed away. Actually, I take that back. He died on the 21st, in June of 21. But Jackie found him in, I think, 2012, a year after we moved into this house. And so then we got three other dogs after that. At different times throughout the years, we got a smooth fox terrier female, which I'm looking at right now. That's Shakira. She's about maybe 12, 13 years old. And then we have Goldie, who's an American pit bull terrier, who is about the same age, female. And then we had Mr. Beta, the dachshund. Got him in 2013, and he passed away last week, and it was so sad. I was crying. I couldn't stop crying because he died right in front of us. And here's my buddy, my friend that I've been living with for the last 11 years, who I would always be lifting up on the bed. He'd be going down, jumping off the bed, going and getting a biscuit or a chicken chew or a piece of beef jerky, and he slept with my wife, curled up next to my wife. And Goldie, the American Pit Bull Terrier, sleeps at my wife's feet. Shakira usually sleeps in the hallway, or she sleeps in the other room with the children, the two granddaughters, or she's out there like she is right now on her throne, which is a chair in the backyard. Mr. Beta passed away. Shaka started having epileptic seizures. The big dog, he was 130 pounds, black lab. And it was sad. We had to take him to the vet one day because he did a seizure and then he didn't really pull out of it. So we had to pick him up. Four of us, put him in the back of the SUV and took him down to the vet. We had to have him euthanized. But he was a very loving dog. I could show you a picture of him when he was young. He would say, "Oh my God, what a beautiful dog." And he was. But then as he got older, he started gaining weight. He was a bit more lethargic. And then he started having the seizures. And the same thing with Mr. Beta, the dachshund. He started having these seizures maybe about a year or so ago. And they were kind of strange, not the same as Shaka's. His seizures were more like he was squirming around and kind of yelping, like in pain, almost as if he was having a heart attack. And then we found out he did have a bad heart. He had congestive heart failure, and he had fluid in his lungs, so he was doing these really long, drawn-out coughs, you know, kind of as if he was trying to cough something up. And so we put him on medicine, pretty expensive medicine, like about $200 a month. Close to $200 a month. And there were times when he didn't have the seizures, other times he did. It was like maybe a couple of months would go by where he didn't have the seizure. But anyway, we got this dog I'm looking at right now. His name is Lenny. Coincidentally, it was like a week after. Hi, he's jumping up, licking my hand. Right after Mr. Beta passed away. Isn't that a cool name, Mr. Beta? We know he's gone. Animals, you'll see them. For you. In fact, there's a very good likelihood of them running up this way and cross over into the spirit realm in your spirit, which is inside your body. You know that, right? You didn't know that? Well, yes, we have a spirit inside our body, and it travels at and in your dream, you know, you can your eyes closed. So you have a spirit, it'll pop out on one day. Hey, don't chew that wire. He's chewing my computer wire. And this new dog, my wife was walking Goldie, the American Pit Bull Terrier, in a dog park after she took Shakira to the vet, and then this dog ran up to her, and it was so skinny and hadn't been eating. It looked like it was starving. Probably was, you know, out there. Someone might have dropped it off and might have run away from home. Who knows? And she said she put the bottle of water. My wife just couldn't leave it there. I saw her. I was looking through the window when she pulled up in the drive to the car, and I walked outside and I looked at her and I said, "Oh no, not another dog with money." I just see money signs in my eyes, you know. There's different things you got to do. This new one, we got to get him neutered. He's got to have his shots, vaccinations. And that's hundreds of dollars. Here, 4 shots for heartworms, that came to $1,600. Goldie has had surgery one time she got bitten by a brood of water moccasins when she was swimming in a creek, because she had these gashes on her rear end, and then her skin started to go into something that's called necrosis, and it started falling off her flesh. And we had to take her to the vet. $5,000 later, they were able to save one of her legs, which was a miracle. And all I can say is, thank you, God. And so now we're back to having 3 dogs. Lenny is the new dog, and he's like a German short-haired pointer. He's a puppy still. He's got big paws and very friendly, got beautiful eyes. I can tell he's like an old soul kind of dog. You know, some dogs You can tell that they're old souls. Can't have a drink. So going on cruises, going back to that subject, why do I like it so much? Because it's a good vacation. Now, it's also well known for being a den of, hold on just a minute, I'm going to close the door. The door flew open and I don't want flies to come in here. And like gluttony and alcoholism, and people love to drink. And I don't judge them because I used to drink. I don't drink anymore. I gave it up back in 1988. I did have a non-alcoholic beer on this last cruise. And I ordered it. My son said, you know, that's got a little bit of alcohol in it. And I thought, dang, the last time I tried a non-alcoholic beer was like a year after I'd given up drinking alcohol, and only to find out it had a very small percentage of alcohol. So I said, well, I'm not going to drink anything that's got alcohol. And I thought now that they had some beer that didn't have any alcohol, 0% alcohol, right? Or just Coors, I think the brand is Coors, but the name is Edge, maybe. I don't remember for sure. 0.05% alcohol. This is not much, but so I drank it. I didn't feel right after that. I don't know if you understand what I mean, but being an alcoholic at one time, even just a tiny little bit, will start feelings going off of guilt, you know, like, oh no, don't start that again kind of thing. But it tasted pretty good. It just tastes like a real beer. But there are alcohol. And my son, he is a kidney transplant recipient, 2 ton. I gave him one of my kidneys in 1995. When I was on active duty in the Army. And then 19 years later, he got another one from his in Ohio. And he's doing very well now, living in Burbank, working for Warner Brothers. He'll be 30 here on the 26th of May. I need to give him, I just bought him a cruise. I just bought another cruise to Alaska because we were talking about it on this last cruise. And maybe that'll be his birthday present, because his room, I got him a balcony room. Balcony rooms are more expensive. You could have an interior room, excuse me, or you can have an ocean view room, or you can have a balcony or a suite. My recommendation is get a balcony. Don't go with the suite or the ocean view because you don't have any fresh air in the room. You have a balcony, you can leave it open at nighttime. Regardless what they say, you know, having fresh air in the room is better. You wake up feeling more refreshed. That's my advice. It costs more money, but then, as I mentioned, you can pay it off over the period of months before you book in advance. Plus, you get a better discount with the early bird, you know, booking an early discount rather than the other discounts like military or senior citizen. So I got my son and my wife and I 2 balcony rooms on a cruise to Alaska next year, May the 5th, leaving out of Seattle on the Carnival Spirit for 7 days. My wife and I have done that cruise twice before, in July of last year and June of the previous year. May, it should be pretty cold. Both of those last 2 cruises were cold. I mean, I'm talking about in the 50s, you know. And for most of those 2 cruises, the skies were cloudy and gray, you know. So just imagine cloudy and gray, no sunshine, about 50 degrees, 55 degrees. The middle of the boat where and the big open area there is closed at the top, you know, keep the temperature on the inside warm, you know, so people can swim in the swimming pool and use the water slide. But still, it'll be fun. it's very beautiful in Alaska, you know. As you go through the fjord and stop at different ports like Ketchikan and Juneau, you'll see the snow-covered mountains everywhere, and pine forests on their sides, and pine forests all the way down to the water. And you might be lucky enough to see a bear, a grizzly bear, or a black bear, or a moose. And then there's whales in the water. I've got some video of whales swimming alongside the boat, off in the distance, you know, with their hair spouting up. Couldn't see much of the whales. You can see when they surface and they blow the air out of your blowhole. And video of that. It's really incredible. So it truly is the last undiscovered frontier, I think. Or there might be other places on our planet that are similar, but as you might have heard, Alaska is very raw country, you know. There's no pollution up there, air pollution, water pollution, not much anyway. And if you're interested in fishing or hunting, then that is a good place to go. And there are tours that you can take when you stop at these ports. Juneau, we got off both times on those last two cruises, and there's a place called Tracy's King Crab Shack, where they have fresh crab, fresh from the sea, kind of like deadly catch crab. They must drop it off there, you know, and it's expensive. It was 70 pounds the first year, and I think it was like 60 pounds or 65 pounds, 70 pounds the next year. We thought it would go up, but it didn't. Actually went down. My wife said that was the best crab she ever had. I said, was it better than lobster? She said, yes, better than lobster. So just imagine, that's what you like. An Alaska cruise will help you to find some of that king crab. I mean, you'll find some of that king crab on an Alaskan cruise. Well, changing the subject. Tomorrow, I have a solo in church. It's a song called Free Worshipper. And I'm not going to sing it now, but are you a free worshiper, my friend? Do you put your hands in the air and praise God, the creator of the universe, taking a drink? I'm not talking about Mother and Father God, the co-creator gods of our solar system. I'm talking about the one and only, the omnipotent, omniscient, creator of the universe who created everything, who's out there. You want to get to know the creator of the universe? You really want to get to know the creator of the universe? It's very possible. All you got to do is go out to your backyard, look up in the evening sky, or just the day sky, that's okay too, but the evening sky is probably better, and just talk to the creator of the universe, because you have a peace of the creator inside you. Your soul is a little bit of the light of the creator. If you're interested and you want to learn some more, check out the YouTube video. I mentioned it before on previous shows. Donna Rebido, Rebido. She had a near-death experience, which happens just like people get abducted by extraterrestrials. Still got a little bit of a cough. Yes, people do drown or people do die in car accidents, you know. I know we feel sometimes invincible, don't we? But the truth is, my friends, there are people dying all the time around us. God forbid, right? I mean, who wants to die? No, thank you. I like it here. I like life. I like people. I love people. I want to grow each and every day. It's a wonderful opportunity. It's a gift. It's a blessing. Well, this woman, Donna Rebido, drowned. It was a very unusual kind of accident. where she had a tow rope attached to her leg, and she was pulled under the water by the speedboat, right? So she realized she was going to die, right? And she left her body all of a sudden. Her spirit separated from her body. Her spirit separated from her body, and that's what it does. Pops out of the body. And then she said she found herself in eternity. She went through like a saran wrap veil, the way she described it. There is a veil. It's called the River of Oblivion. When you are born, do you remember when you were born? Why not? Why can't you remember that? Your eyes are working. When we're born into this world, we pass through that River of Oblivion, and our memories of our past life, our pre-existence, past lives, correction, past lives, and access to universal knowledge is erased. We were made, in essence, to forget. Why? Because this world is a very special learning environment. In the University of the Universe, planet Earth is a very special learning environment where we're living on a planet, okay? This might come as a surprise to you. Well, we're living with animals, all those animals I mentioned, and plant matter, plants, you know, vegetation. But the animals kind of rule this world. You know, we're not at the top of the food chain, if you know what I mean. Just go out into the Kalahari Desert in Africa with no weapons, and you'll see what I mean. Just take a walk in Alaska at nighttime where there are wolves, and you'll see what I mean. Or hike in the Rocky Mountains without any kind of protection, and you might come up with a grizzly bear, and you'll see what I mean. We are not at the top of the food chain. Animals eat each other. That weighs pretty heavily on our psyche, among other things, the atmosphere, all the different ways you can die from here on Earth, like lightning strike or tornado or a hurricane or a tsunami or a volcano exploding. And of course, there are the poisonous snakes and poisonous spiders. So, welcome to planet Earth. Although it is a beautiful, beautiful world, we're not really, or better to better describe it, it's not our home. This is an alien kind of environment. And we are spirits of the universe. Yes, you do. As I mentioned, you have a spirit in your body. And your soul's journey requires you to live one life after another on different planets throughout the universe. So we are spirits of the universe. We can live in a galaxy for one life, a different galaxy, another life, on different planets, in different stages of evolution, like Jesus, who, well, it's a long story, but the Jesus that died on the cross and had his ministry for 3 years before he was crucified and then brought back to life. And if you want to learn more about that, you have to check out my book in the Amazon Kindle bookstore called The Gray Brain and the Golden Soul. 80 pages, chock-a-block full of spirituality that will help you learn more about spirituality. Because I learned it from other people, and I'm just sharing that knowledge with you, if you're interested, or anyone else. 30 chapters, which I've learned from different books that I've read over the years. And it's free. I wish I would be collecting royalties, you know, but I did something wrong. I haven't seen a single red cent for royalties. It's okay. There's a chapter there about who Jesus was, but suffice it to say, he had his ministry here on earth. He performed all those miracles, died on the cross, so he could perform the resurrection. And I had to let Shakira in the house. You might have heard the barking. And those miracles, as I mentioned, are very worthy of study, research, find out exactly how they were performed, how they were conducted. There's a lot more detail there that most people don't even give a second thought to. Anyway, so there are a lot of different alien terrestrial species throughout the universe, right? I've proven, you know, what I said, if it happened, all this life happened by accident, then logically it could happen by accident anywhere. But if there is a creator, creator of the universe, which of course there is, but, and if the creator is omnipotent, you know what that means? Able to do anything, you know, magical power kind of. And omniscient, and knows everything, like Donna when she said she had her encounter with the creator of the universe. I got a little bit sidetracked. Years off in eternity, then she had that encounter with the creator. And you know what she said it looked like? She said, she didn't want to call it a he or she or an it, but creator of the universe is a being, an electrical, if you will, being. And she said that it resembled like an aurora borealis. Isn't that a coincidence? Lately, we've been having a lot of aurora borealis throughout the United States. She said the creator was like that, a wavy kind of energy, different colors, rainbow colors. And when she was communicating, obviously she didn't have her body, so they were communicating telepathically. She said, oh my God, you are the creator of the universe. And she heard back in her mind right away, I am the creator of the universe. And she said, oh my God, you know everything. And she heard back right away, I know everything. So that's what you're dealing with. But what we're dealing with, my friends, the creator of the universe is omnipotent and omniscient, powerful to the nth degree. I mean, there's no really comprehending what kind of power the creator has. I mean, able to make planets with plants, planets with plants and animal life, you know. I'll tell you how it was done. The creator utilized the four forces of the universe. And I've said this before. The first force was the force that created all the suns and the planets and the moons. The second force was the force that created all the plant and animal life. The third force was the force that created all the sentient life, all the hundreds of thousands, maybe millions of different alien species that are out there. And new ones are being created every day. The creator of the universe is a creator of bodies and planets. And there is no limit to his capability. And the edges of the infinite universe are constantly expanding as we speak. And resources are being formed as we speak, and new suns are being fired up. The new are fire and their cores are even as we speak around the universe. We are like a drop of water in the ocean of the universe, my friends. And the dog just came out again. We have to be careful. He doesn't go pee-pee, poo-poo in the house. So we're managing him. My wife just came out. It's kind of interrupting my show, but that's all right. Anyway, so the universe is 30 billion light years in diameter. The Big Bang started about 15 billion years ago. And we, human beings here on planet Earth, on a planet, planet Earth is a Category 1 planet as far as its evolution is concerned. So the universe has 9 different categories of planets in different solar systems and different galaxies, all of them with different levels of evolution. The number one being the least advanced evolution-wise, and the number nine being the most advanced. The number nine planet would be almost as close to heaven as you can imagine. Heaven is the sun, which is the spirit world. By the way, your spirit is made of light energy, so you can live in fire. Once you pop out of your body, you either live in the fire of the sun or down below the surface of the earth. There's a, in the core, place known as God's jail. Does that ring a bell? Where the murderers, the non-believers might go for a little while. Rapists, child abusers, molesters, taking a drink. Don't you know, my friends, there are a lot of evil people. That were responsible for killing millions of people. You know what I'm talking about? Some people, even now, walking around, there are some people, unfortunately, it's true. Most of us are good, family-oriented, decent, loving, kind, generous people, but there are some bullies, tyrants, dictators out there who aren't very loving, who are responsible for the deaths of many people. Maybe they get that way because they were mistreated themselves as a child, you know. Someone like Hitler, for example, might have been abused by the by his parents, you know, sexually, physically, verbally. Our parents shape and mold us, so it's hard to understand that it's possible. Would you? Me being part Jew and being responsible for the Holocaust, over 6 million Jews slaughtered, machine gunned, and pushed into dishes, Dixies, starved in those prisons, put into gas stoves. All throughout the centuries, the Jews have been mistreated, especially in World War II. And even now, I can't believe that there's any anti-Semitism. It's like, what is wrong with you? Don't you know what these people have been through? Even now, they're still persecuted. Who wants to get on that bandwagon? What sane person would want to do that? But then again, I know we're all co-creator gods in the making, you know, and there are reasons sometimes why people adopt a certain attitude. Usually it's the opposite of someone else, just so that they can get into a debate with them, or, you know what I'm saying? An atheist, for example, doesn't believe in the Creator or a mother or father God or even Jesus, that he was the Son of God, which I am too, but Jesus was a very special, advanced soul, if you will, who knew how to perform those miracles in coordination with the extraterrestrials he was in contact with up above in their spaceship, helping him to perform all those miracles. Yes, my friends, unless we have an alternative explanation to how he performed those miracles, I submit to you that yes, indeed, not only did he come from another planet, put his body, his spirit, astral body, into a human body, kind of like an avatar when they slip their spirits into those big blue bodies, right? Dropped off under the cover of darkness. There's, hey. Good. Thank you for your patience. Cody was barking at the two senior dogs haven't totally accepted the new dog yet, so they've been barking at him and telling him to keep his distance, you know. So I have a solo in church tomorrow, pre-worshipper, and it's really no big deal. I've had lots of solos in church before. I do karaoke, but it all depends on the choir director, you know, how she leads us, because she's kind of, well, I don't want to say anything bad about her leadership, but the last time it didn't work out so well, and I was kind of left feeling, oh, dang, you know, that could have gone better. because I was waiting for her for some cues and guidance, but they never came, and so we kind of screwed it up. But parts of it sounded good, other parts didn't, you know what I'm saying? Anyway, what else? Well, we're getting close to the election, closer and closer, and I've been noticing everything that's going on. We watch a lot of CNN, I watch Fox News, so, you know, Democrats and Republicans always going at each other, kind of. And come on, Lenny. And poor Mr. Trump, hold on. I'm going to close the door here. Lenny is a runner. He's, you know, like I said, he's our new dog is a German short hair pointer. He, I can tell already he likes to run. Oh, before I get off here, I got a minute left. I'm going to tell you about this new workout that I've been trying on the rubber track. I work out on the rubber track because the impact is less, so it's better than pavement, better than dirt, better than the treadmill. But I don't do, when I was on the cruise ship for a couple of days, I walked around the track. I start getting a groin injury. So I do what they call, what I call the straightaway workout. So it's just, you know, going up and down the straightaway, which is 100 meters, right? But there's one thing, what happens when, because I do a lot of sprinting. I don't have time to explain it. I've got 1 minute left, but I'll talk about it on the next show, what I consider the ideal workout. Okay, so look forward to that next week. In the meantime, please communicate directly to the creator of the universe. Say your prayers to the creator. I guarantee you, he will answer. He, she will answer you. Here's a prayer right here. Creator of the universe, we love you. We are your children. We have a part of you inside of us. Thank you for everything. Please bless us, everybody. Help us to learn to love each other, and stop war, and have peace. Does that make sense? Thank you for everything. We love you. Talk to you next week, everybody. Bye-bye.